This podcast episode is powered by AfriPods, the world's number one podcasting platform for African stories.
Hello, welcome to another episode of the CEO Chat hosted by the Kenyan Wall Street in coordination with the Kenya Bankers Association. My name is Ali Mwakaneno Gakweli, and I'll be your host for today's show. So as we all know, we've been continuing with the COVID-19 pandemic. And today we want to know better what the banking sector has been doing with regards to the pandemic and what we're looking into, you know, in the future as the different factors of COVID-19 keep changing, you know, with the vaccine and the up and downs in regulation and what's going on around the different measures that banks have put in place, which have really, really helped individuals and businesses. This is, of course, a continuation of the CEO chat, which has been going on under this year's theme of supporting COVID-19 enterprise recovery and resilience. And today I am sitting with Moez Mir, who is the CEO of SBM Bank. Welcome to the show, Moez.
Thank you, Ali. It's an honor to be here.
Since the beginning of the pandemic last year, we have had a couple of measures taken by the banking sector. And one of the biggest things that we have seen is the restructuring of loans, of course. My question would be, how long are Kenyan banks likely to continue with, you know, this noble trend? And are they likely to get tired along the way if the pandemic persists and hurts more businesses?
So thanks, Ali. I think the first step you really need to understand is banks are partners. So we're in a partnership and we're in a journey with our clients together in the current environment. So banks will always continue to be adaptive to our client needs, and particularly in relation to the current environment. What's critically important is that there is a communication between customers and the banks, and a constant understanding of the challenges that the customers are facing in order for the banks to be able to find relevant solutions to assist them to move forward under the current environment.
You know, this partnership is especially important right now during, of course, the COVID-19 pandemic. Just to understand, you know, the scope of the problem that we're facing here, Moez, to what extent have SMEs been affected by the pandemic? And what are some of the strategies that SMEs can employ to have themselves back on their feet?
So yes, exactly. I think SMEs have been impacted like many other sectors in the economy. Our SME sector is a very diverse sector. So we have SMEs in the trading sector, we have SMEs in small-scale manufacturing, in the hospitality industry, and by all accounts, they have been impacted by virtue of the current pandemic. What we've seen is a strong resilience or quick adaptation by some of the SMEs into moving into new market spaces, so and exploring those. So it's very important to ensure that SMEs and corporates and individuals are very clear in terms of the strategy and under the current changing environment. So this would really mean like redefining your target market, if appropriate, understanding how your cash flow is behaving under the current environment, and how you can bolster that moving forward, keeping a very keen eye on your operating costs, and also being very, very cautious on speculative investments, and instead focusing on calculated investments.
Thank you so much for sharing the tips for businesses. Let's look at the other side of the divide, the banks, specifically SBM Bank this time. What has SBM Bank done to make sure that their customers, especially SMEs, handle the recovery better and sort of promote sustainability for both the bank and the businesses?
Yeah, thanks, Ali. So as a bank, SBM, we have been in communication and engaged with our customers. We've been able to provide working capital, short-term working capital facilities to our customers to ease off some of the cash flow pressure that was particularly felt last year. We did, look into the restructures of some of the term facilities to allow them to have better cash flow management. And we consistently speak with them and talk to them to understand some of the challenges that they're facing and provide solutions that are specific to their needs of today. So not of yesterday, but for the needs of today. And what I would really encourage a lot of our customers to please speak to our contact center and the relationship managers and the branch managers across our network. A lot more information is available there.
Lastly, as we sort of come to an end of this chat, let's look at what's happening in the medium term specifically. What do you think needs to be done to bolster the recovery processes across, you know, different sectors in the economy that were affected by the COVID-19 pandemic?
Yeah, I think firstly, Ali, it's important for us to appreciate the diversity of our sectors, our economic sectors in Kenya. So, you know, we have a great advantage compared to many other countries that neighbor us and are within Africa, is that we have a diversified economic play space. So the concentration risk that has been felt in some parts of the world, we have not necessarily felt that. So we've had the impact, but it's been varied based on sector to sector and not concentrated into you know, just one large sector that that we're dependent on. You know, we've now seen a slight easement on the lockdowns, and we continue to be you know, cautiously optimistic on the economic growth for 2021. So what do players in the, you know, in these sectors need to do? You know, really, again, you know, I keep emphasizing it's about strategy, 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 re-looking at your short-term strategy with a clear view on the medium-term strategy. You know, you need to take tactical decisions and tactical positions today towards ensuring that you're able to drive a sustainable growth as we move forward and the pressure and the impact of COVID eases off. I think what's exciting to see as an example is the agriculture sector and its resilience in the current environment. You know, if you use that as an example, you know, we need to continuously invest in the agriculture sector through, you know, a stronger mechanization. Look, agriculture is the breadbasket, will continue to be a demand for food, and demand for food will rise as the population continues to rise. So using that as an example and looking at the growth of that sector and the creation of jobs within that sector, both in a, at an urban level and in a rural segment level, which in turn would also attract manufacturing outfits. I think, you know, across the agriculture belt, I think these are the kind of play spaces that we now need to look at and to drive on, you know, taking strategic positions with a clear view of how we see these sectors unfolding in the future.
Thank you so much, Moez. This is all I had for today. To our listeners, that was Moez Mir, the CEO of SBM Bank. And he was talking about anchoring sectoral level growth amid post-COVID-19 recovery. And this is one of the many chats we've had under the CEO chat, where this year we've had CEOs across different banks talk about how the banking sector can recover from COVID-19 and how they're supporting businesses sort of still recover from the pandemic. Well, you find this conversation with Moez and other conversations with other CEOs in chat.kba.co.ke. And you can also listen to the podcast we have on the CEO chat directly. Thank you so much for joining us today, and goodbye.
Thank you, Ali. Thank you so much.